This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She also works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couple patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Dr. Martinez is also the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And on today's session of eHealth Radio, we're looking at the psychology of asking for forgiveness and forgiving. And Dr. Martinez, always great to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're more than welcome. Always our pleasure. So let's start with what makes an apology meaningful and what makes the person giving one seem sincere. Let's start there.
Yeah, and I think that's so hard, those words, and even like sort of writing them out is that, because I'm sure there's going to be people listening who are sort of taking notes and they're like, okay, what can make me seem sincere? And really always sort of trying to tell that difference, like, is the person acting like they mean it or do they mean it? And so the difference between somebody who it's a meaningful apology and a sincere apology is that the individual shows true remorse, that they know that they've done wrong, that they say they're sorry and they mean it, that they're acknowledging that they understand the impact of their words and actions on the other person. It's essential that they admit guilt, that they're not giving one of those apologies where they're sort of saying to the person, I'm sorry that you feel that way, or I'm sorry that like what I did like hurt your feelings. I'm sorry that you feel that way about what I did, not apologizing for what they did and its impact on you. A heartless apology is a million miles away from an apology that is genuine, meaningful, and is going to repair any damage for months down the line.
Now tell me, what if a person is committing regrettable acts over and over again and keeps asking for forgiveness, and at what point does an apology become pointless?
Well, those, and we've all experienced that, and you see this a lot, and I can compare almost to nobody's life is so untouched that they don't know somebody who struggled with addiction, something very much like that. And so I tend to say the person who has committed lies and transgressions over and over again is that nature where the words have to start to match the actions. So if somebody continually lies, continually says they're going to change, and they just keep giving hollow apologies, that becomes somebody who isn't sincere. They're not meaningful. Their words are hollow. And so being capable of forgiveness for them becomes harder and harder because their actions are never matching their words. They just keep saying the same thing and they're never changing those actions. They're never following through.
And to add on to that, and another question along these lines, what about the person doing the forgiving? Is there a psychology behind the forgiveness?
Now, there definitely is a psychology behind forgiveness. And the person who is doing the forgiving, well, certain people are able to forgive and they are more willing to almost immediately, the people that are sort of willing to give people a first chance, second chance, that they believe people are capable of change. We also have people that sort of go straight to resentment and they assume, sort of once a liar, always a liar, or once a cheater, always a cheater, that other people aren't capable of change, that they're always going to be the way that they are. And so the first group knows forgiveness, the second group does not. And the people that hold on to anger and resentment can literally be damaging their own health and well-being because they're holding on to all of that negativity. So forgiving actually can become a real, learning to forgive for them can become a real exercise in self-care. And even if it's knowing that that person isn't going to change, but learning to forgive as an act of like taking care of themselves.
Really some good insight and good conversation and a good focus here. We're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. She's joined us here today once again on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health and Psychology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, to put yet another spin on the topic here, how does the public tend to feel about public apologies from, say, investors, politicians, athletes, and even celebrities?
Put them in different categories depending on interests, our own experiences. I think when it comes to politicians, investors, and things of that nature, the public has definitely become very jaded. When it comes to that, I think they more can fall into that category that we, two of the categories that we talked about actually, where there are the resentments and people are not likely to want to listen to their apologies, that they may be holding on to anger. And also when they feel like their words are not matching their actions, which is often the case, where we get sort of the hollow apologies and they say sort of the, I guess sort of the Facebook apology where it's like, we're going to do better. We aim to do better and learn from these mistakes. And then they get caught for doing something else and they get sued and they pay out, you know, millions, billions of dollars the next time they get caught doing the next thing. And so the public does become jaded. But then there's also another category, and this is where we tend to see more athletes and celebrities, where people have a fondness for a certain person. And so they're almost rooting for a comeback or a redemption story.
Yeah, in the past, I recall a few athletes who one was totally just trying to save his career and was not genuine, and the other one was beyond genuine. So it's really interesting when you see that the vast differences there. Obviously, we'd rather see it always genuine, but that's not always the case, as we have mentioned here today. Lastly, are there people who appear to be beyond saving or beyond apologizing, and those who seem genuine, as I just kind of touched on that? And what is the difference here? Talk about that as we conclude today.
Yes. And funny enough, I had originally written this piece and I laughed when I went back and read it. And I'm like, well, maybe a little bit joke on me, maybe a little bit that I'm a little more patient with it. My piece was dated 10/2/16. And I had one I'd written about Martin Shkreli, who I think is a bit beyond redemption in terms of somebody who just sort of isn't sorry for what they're doing. They're just unapologetically going to be dumb regardless of who is harmed in the process, versus somebody who might learn from the process, get to know people and who they're harming and possibly change their way. But my final person who I talked about, initially joke on me because they became president for 4 years, who I said was beyond redemption. But now, at the slow pace now, has 88 indictments and counting. But I had quoted in it, he had at that point just gone on Jimmy Fallon and said, "I never apologize because I'm never wrong." Clearly showing a lack of insight and humility at the time. But those are people who there's a narcissism to them. And sort of, as we talked about earlier, the sincerity, the meaningfulness, that goes even beyond it, because they just don't, they believe they're beyond reproach, that they should not even have to apologize. That's a whole different level, as opposed to, as we started with in our everyday lives, looking to individuals who not only seem, and again, that's that really hard line that we'd watch, but that, and something that we hadn't touched on yet to close with, that when we're looking at an apology, the written word is never going to be as powerful and as important as seeing someone face to face when they're apologizing, because body language is 97% of communication. So even if it is a video chat or anything like that, you really need to see someone face to face when it comes to seeing the sincerity, their body language, their eyes. Like, the written word is so misinterpreted. Tone, context, again, body language is 97% of communication, and we can be misunderstood and misconstrued, and really seeing the sincerity of the person who is making that apology.
And I'll even add on to that, never, when you're upset, respond by email or text or any digital form. It is not a good idea, and we could open that up for another discussion at another time. But again, thanks for tuning in today. Dr. Martinez, always great to have you. How can the listeners connect with you and tap into your resources?
They can reach me at my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. They can check out my LinkedIn at Nikki, N-I-K-K-I hyphen Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z.com. And I'd love if they would check out any of my articles at everydaypower.com, and they can just put in a keyword search, Nikki Martinez.
And as always, it goes without saying, we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Martinez, all the best. Have a great day, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Me as well. Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And for further details and for contact, visit DrNikkiMartinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.